With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The same day, 15 people in New Orleans were run down and killed by a truck driven by a Muslim supporter of ISIS. Hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters marched in New York City for Intifada, blocking 6th Avenue in Manhattan. They carried signs that said Zionism is cancer, no war on Iran, and end all U.S. aid to Israel. And then they chanted, there is only one solution, Intifada revolution. The New Orleans attack took place in the early hours of New Year's Day when Shamsuddin Jabbar, who had pledged loyalty to ISIS, rammed his rented truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, a rented Tesla Cybertruck that was packed with explosives blew up outside the entrance to the Trump Hotel, killing the driver of the car and injuring several others. The construction of the Tesla forced the explosion up rather than out. Wednesday night's college football playoff quarterfinal in New Orleans postponed until Thursday evening. The game features Georgia and Notre Dame. Also at SRNnews.com, crisis negotiators rushed to a scene in Vegas where a person barricaded himself on a bus. The latest threat comes hours after that Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump Hotel. Police were on the scene near Fremont Street and Charleston Boulevard. A former Navy Corpsman who survived the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 has died.
Harry Chandler has died. He was a Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack on the naval base. He was 103 years old. Was he scared as he rescued wounded sailors from the water? "Weren't scared at all," he once said. "We were busy. It was after you got scared." Asked what he wanted Americans to know about Pearl Harbor, he said, "Be prepared." I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles in the federal government, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are seven of the nine Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there's still no word on whether they're alive. Three were Christian missionaries, and the rest North Korean defectors who had resettled in the South. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting for the North Korean government. This is SRN News. Changes at the European Union.
Poland inherits the EU presidency with its voice louder, more listened to in the bloc than ever. And its strong support for Ukraine will remain a top priority. The government here will continue to push Moscow to end its full-scale invasion, whilst pushing the EU to maximise military and financial aid to Kyiv, as Donald Trump is expected to cut support from America. Poland also wants to increase the economic pressure on Russia by adding new sanctions and trying to stop it sidestepping those already in place.
Parts of the United Kingdom have been swamped by heavy rain and powerful winds that disrupted New Year celebrations. Parts of the Manchester area were flooded early today with cars submerged up to their roofs on roads and parking lots after nearly a month's worth of rain fell in 2 days. The police declared a major incident and mountain rescue teams were called in to help firefighters respond to the flooding. More details at SRNnews.com.